echoes of 3 years ago. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's an outbreak in China with hospitals overwhelmed and worry about infected travelers arriving in Italy. Now the U.S., a week from today, will test all passengers, two and older, on flights taken to the U.S. from China, where there are multiple reports of millions of new COVID cases this month.
China's track record is one of being hesitant to share data, so trust levels are not very high. China's reopening has seen a huge spike in cases and hospitalizations among a population that has low immunity. The US and Japan have each brought in a negative test requirement for passengers from China. South Korea, Taiwan, and Italy are taking action too.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's another tough day to fly on Southwest. Like yesterday, the airline has canceled about 60% of today's flights. Still recovering from that winter storm, this man got stranded at Las Vegas' airport.
It was hard-pressed to find a place to kind of be able to relax, you know, lay down, stretch out.
This passenger in Sacramento was told they can't fly him to Texas till Monday.
It was shocking. Like, January 2nd seems like a long time away.
The head of Southwest Pilots Association, Captain Casey Murray, tells Fox this is more than a storm issue.
We have tried to get them to change processes, but it's a combination of processes, outdated technology, and infrastructure.
As the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot winds down as this Congress comes to an end, it's withdrawing its subpoena for former President Trump, though the lawmakers already blamed him for the violence and recommend that he be charged criminally.
In a letter to Trump's lawyers, Chairman Benny Thompson of Mississippi says the committee can no longer pursue the specific information covered by the subpoena. On his Truth Social account, Trump repeated his claims the 2020 election was rigged, called the committee members, quote, political thugs, and says he did nothing wrong.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Was a slight increase in first-time unemployment claims last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download from the kitchen table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
When the next Congress starts next week, one of the new Republicans in the new House majority will be under a lot of scrutiny. George Santos, a Republican from New York, has apologized for lying about his past on an embellished resume with false info about his education and his work experience and his religion.
Federal prosecutors reportedly have now launched an investigation into Santos's finances as the not-yet-sworn-in congressman faces questions about the origins of his wealth. The prosecutors are reportedly scrutinizing his financial disclosure filings, focusing on the origins of money he spent on his campaign. Previously, the Nassau County, New York DA announced an investigation into claims Santos made on his resume while running for office, claims Santos now admits were false. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A House Democrat will spend the first part of the new Congress working while battling cancer. Congressman Jamie Raskin has a common type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma affecting white blood cells. Raskin says the prognosis is excellent with treatment and he'll undergo chemoimmunotherapy on an outpatient basis. Two New York police officers are in a Suffolk County hospital this morning in
critical but stable condition after being stabbed while responding to a call. It happened Wednesday evening on Long Island when they went to a 911 call about a fight between two adults. That's when one of the men involved in the fight took out a knife and stabbed the officers. At least one of the officers fired their gun, hitting and killing the person who stabbed them. A third officer was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and the incident is under investigation. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now, we mentioned earlier the slight increase last week in first-time unemployment claims. Here are the numbers. 225,000. That's up 9,000 from the prior week. And the number of Americans still collecting jobless benefits also rose. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.